Hi, and welcome to 5-Word Prayers Daily, a 5-day-a-week daily devotional where we share the Word, prayers, and our heart. I'm Lisa Whittle, and I welcome you to just 5 minutes with me, which I trust and pray will be 5 minutes well spent. Well, it's Love Week, and it's also day one of our study of Deuteronomy, where in what I believe to be one of the most amazing recorded speeches in all of history, Moses says this in chapter 30 and verse 20, "Choose to love the Lord your God and to obey him and commit yourself to him, for he is your life." So we're going to be looking at this choice to love all week. And today we're going to start with our choice to love, who else? Our God. Stay with me. So just a word of recap from Friday, and if you haven't yet listened to that episode, you may want to pause here and go and do that real quick. But remember Deuteronomy 30, Moses' third address to the Israelites as they were gathered about to enter into the promised land, where he tells them very plainly how they are to live moving forward. And he boils it down to just three things that they have to choose. He says to love, obey, and commit. Really, these are the same choices for all of us. So first, this idea to choose to love. It's interesting how Jesus tells us it's a choice, not a feeling, because I would dare say that for most of our lives, we look for it to be a feeling, right? So I wrote about this in my book, Put Your Warrior Boots On, where we starve for love, we beg for it, we spend our whole lives looking in corners and lifting up lids and asking, is this it? So kind of like that baby bird in the story, remember, Are You My Mother? Who asks everyone and everything if they're the mother that he can't find. Remember that story? It's like, how silly of him to ask a kitten when he is clearly a bird. How foolish of him to ask a dog or a hen or a cow when none of those clearly fit. And in the same way, how foolish and unproductive of us too to ask love to be in all the places and people we look for it when God is clearly and only the real and true source. But that's what we do. So hear me say this today, friend, loud and clear. Love is a choice. And more specifically today, we're talking about how we choose to love God. Now, I know it sounds simple, but it's proven, I think, for many of us to be hard, because the truth is we love God, but oftentimes with our exceptions, if he will tell us what we want to know, if he does what we want when we want, right? If he will save us from going through that something hard or losing something or someone we love, or when he answers my prayer in my way, when he blesses me with wealth or a spouse or kids or a new car, that's how we too often love God. But the kind of love for God we need is the kind that won't change with our circumstance and doesn't get watered down or forgotten when it works better for me. So we make that choice. Here's a simple way to remember it. Pure love for God will never respond to him with an if or a when. No ifs or whens. That's the true test of our loving God. So think about this the next time you're disappointed by something God does or doesn't do for you. And maybe a good thing to do would be to pray to him even today and add a few words to the if and the when to make them honorable and pleasing to him by saying this, God, even if you don't answer me in the way I think you should, I will still love you. No matter when you deliver me from this hard thing, I will still choose you. These aren't easy things to say to God, but they are the choice that we have to make to truly live, according to the Bible. That's what God says. So our 5-word prayer is a needed one for sure. Help me love without exception. Amen. This has been the 5-word prayers daily with Lisa Whittle. Thanks so much for joining me. He is everything, and may he be your everything today. This has been the 5-Word Prayers Daily with Lisa Whittle. Thanks for helping us debut in the top 25. And remember to share with your friends for their daily encouragement. This community is just getting started, so leave a review so others can find us as well.